Welcome to Hope is Here. Do you ever feel like you're kind of in a fog, like you can't see God and just wonder, where is God? Well, today we're going to talk about that topic, and our guest is Jen Collins. She is a author of a wonderful blog. It's called Life Confetti. She's been a guest on Hope is Here several times, and want to encourage you to check out lifeconfetti.blog. But she recently wrote a post called Even in the Fog. And really spoke to me, and she based it off Psalm chapter 116, verses 1 and 2. It says, I love the Lord, for he heard my cry. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. And Jen, as you wrote this article, it's been spring break time, so a lot of people are in Central Kentucky. I know you live up in Pennsylvania, right outside of Pittsburgh, but you got to get away and go to Ocean City, Maryland. Tell a little bit about your trip and about how God spoke to you and why you wrote this article called Even in the Fog.
Well, we had planned to tag along. My husband works in Ocean City sometimes, so whenever we can, we take the kids and we tag along, because who doesn't want a trip to the beach, even if it's just April? But I had gone on Monday to my regular monthly oncologist appointment, and they took blood work. And usually in a couple days, I get my tumor marker numbers. And so I called on Wednesday, and they weren't there yet. And then on Thursday, they called and just left a message. And the message said that my tumor markers had doubled since the month before, which was not good, and they asked me to come in for another blood draw just to see. Now, the nurse was wonderful, and she told me that, you know, they noticed that the blood was sent to a different lab than it usually is, so maybe I could come in, and they were going to send it to the typical lab just to see if maybe that was the reason. But, I mean, labs shouldn't be that different, so I kind of knew that was just a way to make me feel better. I mean, labs could be a little different, but this is science, and they're usually about the same. So I had to go in on Thursday afternoon right after she called, because we were leaving on the trip, and I didn't want to wait until this week. So I went in, and it was rough, because when you hear your tumor markers are doubling, like, the first thought is it's progression, the cancer's back, and that just sends you in this downward spiral of the, you know, what's to come. I've been, you know, scanned every 3 months or so for the last 3 years, and I have blood work every month, and they monitor me closely. My medicine is working right now, but recent scans showed some activity that they were watching. So to get that news about my tumor markers after that scan was even more disheartening. So I was scared. I was scared, and I drove to the office, and the girls were there, the girls that I've seen for the last going on 7 years since I've been a cancer patient, and they were being very encouraging and just saying, don't get excited, you know, we're going to do this test, we'll see. But they still looked at me with those pitiful eyes, and they were being so nice, but just that their kindness just kind of brought all that, you know, the fear that was in me come out. So I left in tears and came home and just dove into all the preparation for the trip. I had to pack bags, I had to go to the store, I had to do just get things ready at the house to leave. So I just had to stay busy and stay distracted. But in that, I was praying through the whole thing and praying that, you know, this wasn't happening, and also just wondering, like, why would God take care of me all this time and then just, you know, take it away? And maybe he wasn't listening anymore. And as much as, you know, as faithful as I am, a very faithful person, like, you, every one of us has those moments when things go wrong and they don't go as expected. As I said, it's easy to remain faithful when things are going well, but when things start to take a turn, that's where our faith is tested. So, go ahead.
Well, you know, you talked about you got down there to Ocean City, and of course, even though, you know, it's not going to be super warm, temperatures in the 50s, at least you could see the sunshine, but when you looked out, there was not any sun to be found, was there?
Right. The first thing I do, I love the ocean. I never miss an ocean sunrise, and I just like to sit, you know, sit on the beach or stand on the balcony and just look out over the ocean. It always brings me peace and brings me, just always feel closer to God there. And so after everything that was going on, as soon as we got in that room, I run out to the balcony to look at the ocean, and you could barely see it. There was so much fog. I could see a few waves as they crashed into the shore, but then nothing. It was just this gray fog. And, you know, it was sad because I was excited to see it. And then I thought, okay, that's okay. We'll go to bed, and I'll get up and watch the sunrise. And same thing. It was still foggy. But this trip was different. Typically, I would have been, like, really upset, like, oh, I missed my chance. But just as we were leaving, they had told me they were going to rush my lab report and that they would call me midday the next day. Well, we would have been in the car, and I was nervous because we don't talk about it too much in front of my children. I don't want them to have that anxiety. So I always knew that when the time came, I would prepare for that conversation, and I would have it with them. And with all this going on, I'm thinking, I got to have this conversation. This is happening. And so we settled in the car. We're along for the trip. I didn't expect them to call until lunch or after. And a little after 9, my phone rang, and it was them. And she said, Jen, we just got a call from the lab. We asked them to rush it, and your tumor markers were back down. They're still a little elevated, but they were back down to normal for me. And she said, we don't understand this. We don't know what happened. There shouldn't have been that much of a difference. There shouldn't have been such a jump in them. And then 3 days later, it was right back to normal. We don't get it, but, you know, back to normal, and we'll just see you next month at your appointment. And it was this just so much relief and thankful to God for, I mean, this never happens. And here I'm planning this horrible conversation with my kids and planning on, okay, next week I'm going to have to go back to the doctor, I'm going to have to get scans again, and then I need to prepare for different medication, different treatment. Could be my quality of life is going to be totally different. And then just like that, everything was okay again. So when I looked out and saw that ocean, and typically I would have been like, oh man, like I want to see this, I want to see the ocean, I want to see the horizon. But that day, it just hit me that this was, it didn't bother me because I thought, look, there I want to see the ocean and I can't, but I know it's there. Just like in this whole situation where I was wondering, like, God, why are you not, you know, with me anymore? Why are you going to let this happen? He was still there. I kind of felt like he wasn't. I, you know, felt this distance when that all happened, but I needed to remain faithful and know that he was still there taking care of me, even though I couldn't see it. And so that fog on the ocean just kind of, I said it put a punctuation mark on that whole situation, because here it is, this is what I wanted. I wanted to see the horizon, but you know what, I can't see it, but I know it's still there. And even the sunrise in the morning, the sun was rising, I just couldn't see it, but it was still okay. And I just knew God was there with me that whole time. And it just, he just showed up for me in a big way this weekend. So just very much, very much relieved, and just took a big, deep breath and just brought me closer to God once again. He always shows up for me. He's always so faithful.
Well, I loved in your article, you said, you know, I had to remain faithful in the hard parts. I had to remain faithful when I couldn't see. I did, and God blessed me, and boy, did he bless me as you got that good news. And, you know, I believe there's somebody listening today that, you know, they feel like their life's a fog. And, you know, just like you, you're there right there on the beach, but you can't see the ocean. You know it's there. You can hear, but you can't see it. And, you know, it's disappointing. I love going to the beach myself, and I haven't been able to go for the past couple of years and go through withdrawals. As you were writing that, you know, your article, I could so relate to that. Yet, like you said, you know, you couldn't see it, you knew it was still there. And I believe for somebody listening today, they need to know that God's not forgotten them. Their life may seem like they're in a fog right now, whether it's through dealing with cancer like you are, or financial burdens, maybe job loss, and you're in a job transition season, as I know I have several friends that unfortunately are going through that, or are going through an unexpected divorce, or a rebellious child. And the list goes on and on sometimes where we feel like, man, God, where are you? For those people that are listening today that kind of feel like they're in a fog, can you can kind of speak a word to encouragement to them as you continue to battle cancer?
Yes. I mean, I live with it every day, that any day this cancer could come back. any day my medicine could fail. I am on a lot of online support groups, and every day I see some other mom or grandma or sister friend who's passed away from this disease, and it's hard. It's hard to remain faithful. It's hard to stay positive and just keep going and know that God's going to take care of you when you see so much loss and pain and suffering around you, or when you're just dealing with, like, way too much. But if you just have to hold on. God made promises to all of us, and he's not gonna leave us. And I was at the point where I thought, okay, this is it. This is where, you know, everything takes a turn, and this is the beginning of the end with these tumor markers. And then, you know, less than 24 hours later, I get a call that everything's okay. So things can turn around in a heartbeat, and we have to. Nothing is too big for God, and we're looking at things from a human perspective, and we just need to remain faithful and believe that things are going to be, even if they end up not the way you planned, they're going to work out okay. It's going to be okay in the end. So all I can say is you just have to hold on, keep praying. Hold on, remain faithful, and stay strong, because God's with you every step of the way, even when you don't feel like it. He's always there.
Well, you concluded that blog post talking about, you know, God said you're in the fog. You said, maybe God sent that fog to remind me that even when the view wasn't what I wanted, it could still be beautiful. Maybe God sent that fog to remind me that even when I couldn't see so far ahead of me, he would always help me navigate what was right in front of me. Lessons learned. And I think that's the thing that I love, is that as I'll turn 54 in June, that God is still teaching me lessons all the time. And that's one of the great things about having a relationship with God and his son Jesus, that we can continue to learn lessons, can't we, Jen?
Yes, every day. Every day we learn. He shows us more of who he is if we're open to it.
All right. Would you mind closing us in prayer, just for those that kind of feel like they're in a fog right now, like you were recently, just to kind of share a prayer of encouragement to those that are in a fog today?
Sure. Heavenly Father, thank you for all you do and for who you are. Thank you for always showing up and always helping us, even when we feel lost and alone, even when things look bleak and desperate. Oh, help us know that you are always there. Help us know that if we remain faithful, that if we keep our eyes on you, that you're going to take care of us, that you're going to walk with us, and that things are going to be okay. Help us to just be open to all the things you do in our lives. Even when things seem like they're going downhill, there's always something. There's always something that you put in front of us to show you that you're there. Help us to keep our eyes open to see all those things so that we can keep that hope and keep that faithfulness that you ask of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Jen, if people want to read some of these great blog posts that you have, how do they find your blog post?
It's just lifeconfetti.blog, and there's also a Facebook page just under Life Confetti. Just do a search and you can find me.
All right. Well, Jen, thanks so much for taking time. I know you just got back from your trip, but we rejoice with you in the good news, and we pray for a good checkup again next month.
I appreciate that. I'll take all the prayers I can get, but thank you very much for having me.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Jen Collins. Well, I really encourage you to check out her blog. It's called Life Confetti. Blog. She also has a Facebook page called that, and I subscribe to her blog and get the it's kind of, you know, weekly, sometimes bi-weekly email, and man, I am always encouraged, inspired, and I know that you will be too. So I hope you'll check it out. It's lifeconfetti.blog. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.